usually after it you say also Prima Dvani? Yes, so good evening to everyone. We welcome to the Srimad Bhagavad Gita class, evening class. We are reading from chapter 11, verse number 3. This chapter is called The Universal Form. Evam etat yatat tattvam. Evam etat yatat tattvam. Atmanam parameshvara. Atmanam parameshvara. Drashtu micamite rupam. Drashtu micamite rupam. Aishvaram purushottama. Aishvaram purushottama. Evam etat yatat tattvam. Atmanam parameshvara. Drashtu micamite rupam. Aishvaram purushottama. Evam etat yatat tattvam. Atmanam parameshvara. Drashtu micamite rupam. Aishvaram purushottama. Somebody wants to read the verse? Evam etat yatat tattvam. Atmanam parameshvara. Drashtu micamite rupam. Aishvaram purushottama. Somebody else, please. Evam etat yatat tattvam. Atmanam parameshvara. Drashtu micamite rupam. Aishvaram purushottama. Evam etat yatat tattvam. Atmanam parameshvara. Drashtu micamite rupam. Aishvaram purushottama. Thank you. Now we will read translation of each word. Evam. Thus. Etat. This. Yatha, as it is. Atha, have spoken. Tvam, you. Atmanam, yourself. Paramaishvara, O Supreme Lord. Drashtum, to see. Ichami, I wish. Te, your. Rupam, form. Aishvaram, divine. Purusha Uttama, O best of personalities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O greatest of all personalities, O Supreme Form, though I see you here before me in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours. Purport. The Lord said, But because he entered into the material universe by his personal representation, the cosmic manifestation has been made possible and is going on. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he is inspired by the statements of Krishna. But in order to convince others in the future who may think that Krishna is an ordinary person, Arjuna desires to see him actually in his universal form, to see how he is acting from within the universe, although he is apart from it. Arjuna's addressing the Lord as Purushottama is also significant. Since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is present within Arjuna himself. Therefore, he knows the desire of Arjuna, and he can understand that Arjuna has no special desire to see him in his universal form, for Arjuna is completely satisfied to see him in his personal form as of Krishna. But the Lord can understand also what Arjuna wants to see the universal form to convince others. Arjuna did not have any personal desire for confirmation. Krishna also understands what Arjuna wants to see the universal form to set a criterion for the future. There won't be so many imposters who will pose themselves as incarnation of God. The people therefore should be careful. One who claims to be Krishna should be prepared to show his universal form to confirm his claim to the people. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So again, we'll repeat the verse. O greatest of all personalities, O Supreme Form, though I see you here before me in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see the form of yours. So in the previous chapters, chapter 10, Krishna describes to Arjuna his universal form, how he can be perceived, his opulences. And from chapter 7 to the end of the chapter 10, he reveals to Arjuna his omnipresence, omnipotence, and supreme absolute position. So in this chapter, Arjuna, he says to Krishna what he is convinced completely, and whatever he heard from Krishna is satisfied. His all questions and remove all his doubts. He says this actually in the first text, Arjuna Uvacha. Madanugrahaya paramam gudyam atyatma samyitam yatya yaktam vachastena mahoyam vigato mama. Arjuna say, by the hearing these instructions you have kindly given me about this most confidential spiritual subject, my illusion has now been dispelled. So Arjuna, he fully convinced about the absolute position of the Lord. But in this verse, he actually reveals to Krishna his desire. And what is this desire? This desire is not any material desire, but the specific desire to see the universal form of the Lord, which the Lord described to Arjuna previously. Although Srila Prabhupada says in the Purport, Arjuna is fully convinced of the statements which Lord made about his supreme position. And evidence to this, it is the verse which Arjuna says, evam etat yatatatvam. It means whatever you told this is as it is. It is so. So there is no doubt about this. And then he addressed the Lord, because Arjuna and Krishna, they was friends. And before Krishna reveals the mystery of transcendental knowledge, there was a friendly relationship. But then Arjuna understood that Krishna is not an ordinary jiva, not an ordinary living being. So, and slowly he understood what Krishna is, the supreme, omnipresent, omnipotent, and the supreme source, which controls every action, every movement, every breath, every thought, every desire of all movable and immovable entities. And this does he address him as a Parameshvara. Parameshvara means the supreme, Param means supreme, and Ishvara means controller. And Lord Brahma, in Brahma Samhita, his prayers to Lord Govinda, he starts with the invocation to the Lord, Ishvara Parama Krishna. That Krishna is the supreme Parameshvara, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachit Ananda Vigraha. So his form is eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Anadir Adir Govinda. He is the beginning of everything, but he himself has no beginning. Sarva Karana Karana. He is the source of, he is the cause of all causes. As confirmed also in Srimad Bhagavatam, Eva Cham Sham Kalam Pum Sam Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam. It says that all the incarnations was described previously, they are parts of the parts or parts of the parts of the parts of the Supreme Personality. But Krishna, he is the Bhagavan, he is the Supreme Original Absolute, Param Satyam. Krishna also confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matam sarvam pravartate iti maktva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. He says, I am the source of everything. From me everything is emanates. And those who know this truth, they will come to me. They will stay with me. So there's many confirmation in the Vedic literature about the supreme position of the of Lord Krishna. And Arjuna, he's fully convinced, thus he addressed Lord Krishna's Parameshvara. And Purushottama, Srila Prabhupada says, this word is very significant, because since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Purushottama, the supreme, Purusha Uttama, means the Supreme, the best of all personalities. Actually, Uttama means the best, the topmost of all personalities. And of course, this is only Krishna who have complete 64 transcendental qualities in infinite completeness. Thus, he being present in Arjuna, like as Paramatma, he understands the desire of Arjuna actually, because Arjuna, he does not ask the revelation of the supreme universal form for himself, because he told, otherwise it will be the contradiction, because he is convinced, and then still he wants to see. Means there is maybe some doubt is there, but actually no, it is not out of doubt. This question is raised not out of doubt, as Srila Prabhupada says, but out of giving instruction to other in future who may be deluded by the false imposters who claim to be the personality of Godhead. So here, Arjuna, being a surrendered devotee of Lord, he actually playing his own part in this conversation and ask this question, being inspired by Krishna within his heart to reveal his universal form. To show what, if somebody claims what he is the Supreme Lord, the origin of everything. So to convince this, to prove it, he must be ready to reveal his universal form. Okay, you're saying you are Krishna. If somebody claims, I am Krishna. Suppose you can meet somebody on the street and he can say, I am Krishna, when you're distributing books. Then you can, Then you can ask him, can you show your transcendental Viratrupa, your universal form, with many different futures, multicolored, multi-shaped form, which was revealed to Arjuna. This is it, and this challenge is sufficient to prove what this person, if he start making excuses, but he is just a pretender. But of course, for the devotees, there is no doubt about this. But for the ordinary people, it's very important to know, because there is many other people who claim to be the incarnation or the Supreme Bhagavan himself, without any proof of this. So this is a very important point here, and Arjuna, as we see, the hearing itself from the Lord is sufficient for him to accept everything and to surrender to the Lord. But of course, if there is some doubts in case of other living entities, so they always want to see, and then they can accept. So there is two things. One thing is to hear, and one thing is to see. So you hear about something, and to convince what it is really so, you want to see it. Yes. And then Arjuna, actually, this is the example also that as a person who, out of curiosity, also can ask Krishna, but because Krishna is present before him, a Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is an opportunity, because this universal form is anxious to see many liberated persons, but they cannot. There is no any way that Krishna will reveal this universal form by any austerity, by any tapasya, by any kind of sadhanas and worships. Krishna say, there is no possible that I will reveal this form. Even the perfected beings always anxious to see this universal form. But because Arjuna, he is their dear devotee, so he agreed to show him this amazing, astonishing universal form. So Bhagavad Gita, when it's directly incarnation, sound incarnation of the Lord, as it was spoken to Arjuna. And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we are purifying our existence. This is very important, because unless we are pure, we cannot approach the purest, who is the Lord Krishna. But very important also not to keep the purity always, and not to contaminate ourselves like the elephant who is bathing in the river and then comes out. Kujara Shochavat. Kujara Shochavat means the bathing of the elephant in Sanskrit. So the elephant, what he is doing, he is coming to the river, he is going into the river, he is washing himself nicely, staying in the water, cleaning, and then he comes out and put again the dust. So this will never work. So if the person follows the regulative principles, chants his prescribed number of rounds, stays in the association of the devotees, and keeps himself pure, then only it's possible to actually realize and see Krishna face to face, as it's happened to Narada, Brahma, and other great personalities. When Narada Muni, he was just a small boy of the maidservant, the great devotees were staying in his house for the rainy season, and he was serving them with his mother. And then he received the blessings of these devotees. And then when he left the home, when his mother was bitten by the snake and left and passed, he was a small boy, he left to meditate. And what happened? The Lord appeared before him. He gave him a darshana. This is what Arjuna is saying here, the word drashtum. Drashtum means to see. From the drashtum comes the darshana. And Of course, one person approached Jesus and said, if I will see, then I will believe what you say. But Jesus said, no, first believe, then you will see. And this is why it's very important, first of all, the faith, Adav Shraddha. We cannot expect Krishna to just appear before us just because we want to see him. We should actually, Lord, voluntarily, if he wants, then he can give his darshan. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also says, darshanam doesn't mean always you see Krishna, you come and you see Krishna. Actually, the real darshanam means when Krishna is seeing you. And the example is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, in this darkest age of all ages, Kali Yuga. He appeared like a great devotee. Krishna himself, Krishna Varnat Visam Krishnam, Sangom Pagasta Parshadam, Agye Sankirtana Parai, Yajanti Hisumeda Saha. It is verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which says Krishna will appear in this age of Kali, dark age of Kali, but not as Krishna. Although he is Krishna, but Krishna Varnat Visak Krishnam. But his Varna is not Krishna, his color is not Krishna, he is Akrishna, he is golden. But this is Krishna. And he will inaugurate the congregational chanting of holy names of Hare Krishna. And when the chanting come with the Lord, Vaishnavas start appear in the world with tilaka, beads, mridangas, kartals, and start powerful chanting to counteract the bad influence of the Kali Yuga. This is how everything is start. So Lord Chaitanya himself, he is inaugurator of this transcendental movement. And he himself, as a first guru for the old devotees, the topmost guru, he gave the example in Jagannath Puri, when he was staying in Jagannath Puri, in Orissa, East India. He was coming daily for the darshan of Lord Jagannath. And when he was coming to the darshan, he was always staying near the Garuda Stamba. Garuda Stamba is a pillar in the temple where the murti of Garuda is placed. Garuda is positioned there. And Garuda is the great devotee of Lord Vishnu, the carrier of Lord Vishnu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always taking darshan in this place, in this spot. Even there is a prince of his fingers and lotus feet on the melted floor, and the melted stone of the pillar itself is visible there for somebody who is entering to the temple. And he always staying there. And the mystery of this, taking darshan in this particular place, is described by the acharyas as follows. When we come to see Krishna in the darshan, before the altar is open, all the assembled devotees and people and guests, they come for the darshana. And when actually the deities unveiled, the altar is open, the first whom Lord see the first, to whom he is looking the first, because there is many, many people, crowd, big temple. To whom he is looking first? First, he is looking to his very dear devotee who is staying there in the presence. Slowly, slowly, like we are offering from the arati. He is looking first on the person. And then, on whom he is looking second? On somebody who stayed with this person. So he is the second. And then others. So because Garuda is very dear devotee of Lord, first of all, whenever is unveiled, there's no matter how many people there, first of all, he look on Garuda. This is the first darshan he gives to Garuda. He is happy to see Garuda. And after, who is next to Garuda? It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu staying. And another. So knowing this secret of the Lord, who are very favored, Bhakta Vatsala, who is very loving for his devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a humble position in the lotus feet of Sri Garuda, who is a great devotee, being Krishna himself, but playing the role of the Vaishnava. He is teaching the all the world this example. But unless we take shelter in the lotus feet of a pure devotee, great devotee, we cannot expect what Krishna will see us, notice us. So this means not literally, it doesn't necessarily should be understood black and white. It means also accepting the shelter of the guru and by receiving the diksha from him. And then we can, the relationship with the Lord in the time of diksha, the relationship with the Lord is actually started. So this, the real darshana is actually, the point is, what the real darshana is actually when not when we are looking on the Lord, or we are pushing ourselves in front of the Lord. Krishna, see me, I am here. No. When Krishna is pleased with us, he will notice us. Even we are in crowd. Doesn't matter if the person, maybe person is doing very nice service, but he cannot stand. He maybe has a problem with the legs. And he is sitting, and everybody is staying. But Krishna sees through all the crowd. First, he sees the devotee sitting here, and then others. For him, there is no problem to see through anything. So this is the confidential thing of the darshana, and actually the meaning of the relationship with establishing the relationship of Krishna. First of all, we establish the relationship with the pure devotee, with the dear devotee of the Lord, accepting the shelter at his lotus feet. So I will stop here. So maybe somebody has some comments, some questions. You are welcome to ask. Don't be shy. And if I can, I will reply. Otherwise, somebody else. No? What? Yeah. Karna, Jayatratha, yes, they all entered. Yes. Actually, Krishna reveals him in this particular point. He reveals him his supreme independence. What you mentioned, Prabhu, this is point of he reveals him supreme independence. Why? Because in the beginning he asked Arjuna to fight with all this, the opposite, this Bhishma, Karna, Jayadratha. But Arjuna was trying to refuse, trying to take away from the battle. So Krishna shows him, even you will not fight, I already kill him. Kill them all. You see, I'm not dependent on you. You see, he showed him future actually. Whatever you mentioned, actually, because the universal form is a Kala Rupa. Krishna said, Arjuna asked, who are you? Kaloyasmi. I am the time, and I am the destroyer. So Krishna showing what will happen. Even if you not fight, they will die. I already settled it. Nobody can change. Raki Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakike. So if Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can protect him. If Krishna wants to protect somebody, nobody can kill. So even Bhishma, you see, Bhishma, he received a boon. Which boon he received? Do you remember? Yes, but still... Yes, but still Krishna decides he will die after the battle. Not whatever he decides, because of some kind of offense to Draupadi, when he was indirect offense. Because he was like a senior, he could, when the Draupadi was dragging by the hair to the assembly of all the personalities who were sitting there, he could object as a grandfather, you know, but he was quiet because he was eating the food of Duryodhana, and he was polluted, his mind was polluted by this materialistic. And then, you know, after when he was already leaving his body on the bed of arrows, he was giving nice instructions to Yudhishthira, to Maharaj Yudhishthira. And Draupadi, she asked him, where you were with your instructions before, when I was put into the shame, where you were? And then, so now you're speaking very nicely, but where you were there? And then Bhishma, what he replied? He replied, yes, that time I was dependent on Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra. I was eating their food, I was polluted, but now my blood is all polluted, blood come out with the arrows. So I am pure now, so now I can speak it. Like this, he told. In this way. So this is a nice point. And Karna also, they all have different boons. And Jayadratha also, he received the boon, somebody who will kill him, his head will be automatically exploited. You know? But Krishna also. Arjuna was clearly was shown who will be alive. The Pandavas, some few more personalities, but almost all the rest of they will be killed. So this is example of this independence of Krishna which you mentioned. But he showed to Arjuna, I don't depend on you. If you don't fight, decide. But if you fight, you will take the glory. You will have the glory. No, I already saw you. No, now you no doubt. No. So now you can just blindly fight, you know. You will win. So Krishna just so merciful, he showed in the future. You know, so there's no doubt. If you fight, I already killed him. Thank you. Very much. Yes, very nice point. Hare Krishna. So we stop here. If no one else have any questions or comments. Yes? We stop here. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Jai. Kartika Masa ki jai. Damodara ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.